California governor orders investigation into ultra-processed foods. California Governor Gavin Newsom on January 3rd issued an executive order directing state agencies to recommend actions to target ultra-processed foods and related health concerns in the state. The governor's office said that such foods are known to carry health risks and that Newsom's actions are designed to support affordable, healthy living and reduce the growing impact of chronic illnesses on Californians. The food we eat shouldn't make us sick with disease or lead to lifelong consequences, Newsom said in a statement. We're going to work with the industry, consumers, and experts to crack down on ultra-processed foods and create a healthier future for every Californian. The executive order asks the California Department of Public Health to provide recommendations to the governor's office regarding potential action to limit the harms associated with ultra-processed foods and food ingredients that pose a health risk to individuals by April 1, 2025. It suggested that one of the potential actions could include warning labels for certain foods. The executive order also asks the California Department of Social Services to provide recommendations regarding actions that the state can take to reduce the purchase of soda, candy, other ultra-processed foods, and/or foods with synthetic food dye or other additives. The governor also asked the California Department of Healthcare Services to report by April 1st on the feasibility of requiring or encouraging Medi-Cal managed care plans and California hospitals to use their certain funds to enhance access to fresh, healthy foods and otherwise promote public health at the local level. The executive order cited the U.S. Department of Agriculture's latest updates to school nutrition standards and also asked the State Board of Education and the California Department of Education to identify by October 1st areas where California may adopt higher standards for healthy school meals. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for his upcoming administration's Secretary of Health and Human Services is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has long criticized ultra-processed foods. A November 22, 2024 report by the Congressional Research Service noted that there has been increased attention by researchers and policymakers on the production, labeling, and marketing of ultra-processed foods. However, there is no definition of what constitutes ultra-processed foods in U.S. laws or regulations. According to a recent report by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 73% of adults 20 years old and older are overweight or obese, and 38% of children and youth between 12 and 19 years old are pre-diabetic. The widespread prevalence of nutrition-related chronic health conditions continues to be a major public health issue in the United States, states the department in the report. Last September, Newsom signed legislation, Assembly Bill 2316, that bans public schools from serving foods containing 6 synthetic food dyes: red 40, yellow 5, yellow 6, blue 1, blue 2, and Green 3. The law will go into effect at the end of December 2027.